Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. We are on episode number, I think 20, maybe 20. I hope 20. And, you know, the sun's out. I got the guns out. You know what I'm saying? We outside. You know what I'm saying? As it gets hot and it approaches, this is really the season of, you know, mingling, season of getting outside and meeting new people and all of those things. So spring is where you start to open that flower up and blossom as a flower. And it's time to get outside because we're in preparation for the summertime. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in the gym getting a little body together. You know what I'm saying? Just in case, Miss Wiley, if you watching, girl, you know what I'm saying? Give a little bit. But today, on this episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk about the one, the only, the very, very so important, Logan Wiley. I wanted to talk about my best friend today. I realized that I have yet to do that in full depth, in full detail. We're going to call this episode Letter to My Best Friend. And after episode 20, we're going to be transitioning into bringing those guests on that I told you guys so much about. But I really wanted to take the first certain number of episodes to where you guys, we learn each other. So you feel like you know who your host is going forward and we can keep this thing rolling. Everybody keep telling me, man, you've been such a part of my healing journey. I'm so grateful that you're doing what you're doing. Everybody that watched the podcast, everybody who's new to the podcast, thank you. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to turn the bell on for you can get notified first so you don't miss those episodes. As far as this episode today, what do I want to start? You know, Logan is such a divine character. He's such a piece of me, piece of my story. What can I tell you? So you guys heard previous episodes, I always wanted to be a father. I always felt like I had something to offer in that realm of life. The same with being a husband. It's the exact same idea. I feel like I have a lot to offer that person, and that person in this case being my son. Same reason I always wanted to be a husband. I just got love to give, you know what I'm saying? And when you got love to give, it's a joy for you to give it, you know? Let me tuck the chain. I don't want to look like I'm off baby boy or nothing like that. I feel like Larry the Lobster in this motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You remember he was, okay, y'all don't know. But with loving people comes being able to, you know, receive it back in the fashion you gave it. I love the way my son cuddles up to me. I love the way my son tells me randomly, Daddy, I love you. Randomly. I'm talking about so randomly. And I'd be like, you a little phony. You know what I'm saying? You just know I'm doing right by you. So you want to like, but, Let's go back. This is story time. This podcast. I'm sorry. If you ain't into my stories, then I think I'm a good storyteller. Don't do me like that. But, I've always wanted to be a dad and y'all know I met the young lady. So I remember, being in that relationship, right? And we were doing grown people business without a fucking care in the world of what it brought on to life, right? We didn't give a fuck about, and I'm not saying like we laid down with intent to make a child. But we did everything necessary with intent to make a child. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was so caught up in this relationship. I was so caught up in like the warmth of it and how good it felt to be around this person all the time. And you know what I'm saying? All of those things that I forgot a child could be born. I ain't gonna cap with you. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Look, so, you know, I remember it was just, you know, doing dumb shit. Definitely dumb shit. But my mother had a party at her house. And we were drinking. So we ended up, like, staying over there. We was like, we not finna drive home. We gonna stay over there. And so we stayed over. Slept in my little sister's bed, to be exact. And I will not lie to you. I believe that was the night Logan was conceived.
Don't judge me, y'all. Y'all grown. Don't fucking judge me now. But anyway, that happened. And hold on, let me check on something. I just want to check on something real quick. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. But I, you know, y'all know I'm a very here and there person. I'll be doing all types of shit. But I believe that was the night Logan was conceived. I'm pretty fucking sure of it. I remember taking her to work probably like two weeks after that or something like that. And I got her some Popeyes, right? Because she was hungry and I didn't want to send her to work hungry. So I'm dropping her off. I end up going to like Popeyes and she opened the passenger side door and started throwing up on the floor. I'm like, that liquor be beating you now. You getting old, ain't you? You know what I'm saying? And then she was like, nah, I don't think it's that. I said, what you think it is? And we looked at each other and we both started laughing like, ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? So we had concluded that before, you know, when she got off work, before that day over with, we was going to go to the Walgreens together, get the pregnancy test and shit like that. And we did, right? And I remember getting home. This is how quick my mind was. I was already exhausted from being fucking out all day. But I remember getting home and we talking to each other like, what if it is this? What if it is? Everybody had that talk when the pregnancy test hit the table. It's like, what if it is this? What if it ain't this? Are you going to be disappointed? Are you not going to be this? I was like, you know, if it's not, we ain't giving up on each other. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like we tried to conceive a baby. So, you know, but if it is, you know, we take that responsibility. And I will give credit to this idea. Neither one of us even suspected that the other may be a bad parent. That was never a thought in my mind. It was never a thought in her mind. I never like, I actually thought of her like being the parent part. Like I envisioned having children with this person, but I never thought about her raising somebody. Like I thought of me raising somebody, but I've never thought of her raising somebody. So that was a hell of a dynamic to see when Logan was growing up. But we had the crib. She goes in the bathroom. She like, I'm finna take this test. Mind you, I think she recorded herself taking the test. I'm in the room like, fucking watching TV or something. I completely forget what the fuck she just went in the bathroom to do. I ain't gonna lie to you. I completely fucking forgot. She goes in the bathroom and she comes back in the room and she just smiling. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at her like, why the fuck you smiling at me like that? And then the shit hit me like, oh shit, swear to God. And then she like, I swear to God. She was like, I'm gonna take another one in a minute, but you know, I swear to God. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there with the stupid look on my face. Cause you know, when you don't have a child and then you're about to have a child, it's a whole new kind of like experience for you for real. Everything feels brand new. Cause everything is new. You got, you know, it's your first child. So she's smiling, I'm smiling. We talking about, you know, what if it's, I'm like, what? I know it's a girl. I ain't worried about it. It's going to be a girl for sure. Like, I know God got me. Yeah, let's continue in the story. She like, I really want a boy, really want a boy, really want a boy. I could dress him like me and I could do this and I could do that. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I know it's going to be a girl because I've been talking to God about a girl for, you know what I'm saying, at this point, like 10 years, you know what I'm saying? I was 22 at the time. I think Logan was conceived. Then I turned 23 and then he was born from that. But yeah, so that happened. I remember like telling our parents, like I remember telling like her parent and they're like, you better marry my baby. And I was like, you know, I got plans too. Jesus Christ, get off my back, mom. You know what I'm saying? Like that or whatever. And I still love her mama to this day. Of course, the mother that did not raise her, but is still here. I love her mama to death. Like that's my boo right there. But anyway, she was like on my back. She's like, you know how old ladies pinch you and shit? Like she was definitely pinching me. But I had already known her mama for like fucking 15 years maybe. Like her mama knew me since I was a kid. I remember she told her dad. I remember having a conversation with her dad about it. Real cool dude. Really, really, really cool dude. God rest his soul as well. That was my motherfucking dog. That was my dog. But just I was just jogging Logan memory on him the other day, actually, because Logan kind of forgot. He was so young that his mind doesn't remember those things. So I was, you know, putting him up on those clues. But I remember telling my parents, we call ourselves trying to surprise my parents. And now if y'all know my parents not really the sentimental type. With each other, they are. But like in all actuality, they like gangsters apart. So we end up like popping in like with a little gift bag and giving it to them. And it's a pregnancy test in the bag. And we gave it to them and they like straight like stale face like what is this? You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, a baby. And they would do it in disbelief. They could not believe it. I feel like they didn't believe it till the goddamn baby was born. But whatever. I remember having the baby shower and I you know, I kept cracking jokes like I was gonna wear the baby shower fucking what they be wearing? The Burberry baby shower shirts. Yeah, I called myself in to get it back, but I was like, hell no, I ain't doing that. I just had this like striped blue and white shirt on. I was feeling myself that day because I was just happy. Like my life had seemed to be playing out. Like I was having a child with this person that I fell in love with. So like my life, I was geeked. You know what I'm saying? My life had been planning out the way I wanted it to. But her pregnancy was super blissful, super peaceful. She was just well protected. I just feel like that's your job as someone who. Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way and try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Manhunter podcast. Bye.
Bye.
As someone who has impregnated a young woman out here in the streets, fellas, if you get your girlfriend pregnant, it is your job to make sure she's okay in general. Just protect it. Keep the stress low. Make sure she's getting massages regularly. Making sure she's taken care of. Make sure she's not on her feet too heavy. Now, my child's mother was a little, you know, different. She wanted to, you know, keep working until, you know, even though, you know, I had encouraged her to just like stop. Like, who the fuck? Stop. But she wanted to. She was actually working at Invisalign at the time, I remember. But super, super blissful pregnancy. I remember like we were taking trips when she was pregnant. We went to LA one time and like it was just memories we was making. You know, when you actually start thinking about memories, all the photos flash back in your head of her being pregnant or her or you doing this or and you know, if I could go back and change one thing, I would actually, and don't get me wrong, I was super active, super involved, but I would actually be more involved. I just feel like there's no too much when it comes to like a woman being pregnant, because this is like a once in a lifetime thing for her. You know what I'm saying? So like this is super, super important to her as well as important for yourself. So I feel like there was no too much. Like there's never too much in terms of what you care about. So I would go back and do more. Just fellas, do more. And if I have another child, that pregnancy is going to be just as blissful. I'm standing on that. It must be, because this is a once in a lifetime thing for that young lady. You may get this again, but she'll never get this exact moment again. And some women never get it in their life. So it's definitely something to value. And I think people forget to value the aspect of pregnancy. In terms of men, you know what I'm saying? Men forget that this is an important moment for you both. Not just, I remember getting into it with people so she wouldn't have to. Like I fought my whole family who would disrespect her because y'all not riling her up. You know what I'm saying? So we could lose our child and we got to sit with that misery. And my heart goes out to anybody who's ever lost a child. We had a friend who had lost a child and that was crazy, you know? So my heart goes out to them. My heart goes out to you guys. My heart goes out to anybody who's ever lost a child. But back to the story. I remember going to the hospital. And I think I may have uttered this in another podcast before, but I remember going to get the, like, the ultrasound to reveal the gender, and we was going to keep it a surprise. Y'all know I looked. Definitely looked. Can't stop playing. Definitely looked. So I knew it was a boy leaving the actual, like, ultrasound place or whatever. She ain't know I know. I'm sorry for lying. I already, you know, made my dues. I told her I peaked a long time ago. But I drove out to Indiana because Illinois don't have firework law. Illinois have firework laws. So I drove out to Indiana to get some fireworks. I was just like, come on, man. Give me the goddamn blue box, man. Give me the blue box, man. I know, you know, this shit ain't making me happy. Give me the goddamn blue box. So I ended up driving out there. I got a dud, one that was like a neutral color, like that they'll never know what the fuck. I think it was silver. And then I got the blue one. Man, all the way up until Logan was born, I just swore to God that it'll be like a fucking, that it'll be like a surprise shock. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, it's a girl for real. But no, there was no fucking surprise shock. That baby came out of there with a penis. You know what I'm saying? Can I say that on there? Can I? A penis. That boy came out of there with goddamn a Johnson. And, you know, but to go into the actual mind of the day it happened, we had been like back and forth between the hospital again and again. That's some tiring shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I know she was tired because she carrying his life. And, you know, I was tired. So I know she was tired, but it was a lot of, man, I remember fucking waking up. And parents know, I remember waking up routinely. Like, this is routine. You know what I'm saying? When this baby was born, it makes it this baby ate every 4 hours. I remember having to be at work at 7, and I done got up at 3. I done got up at goddamn midnight. I done got up at goddamn, you know what I'm saying, 9. I was like, boom, 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 but you do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And I was such a weird individual. Like, and that's something I wish I can go back and change. Like, when Logan was a newborn, you know how mothers typically shift and focus on the baby more than they focus on their partners? I did that as well. You know, it went from me laying behind her or laying next to her, cuddling up with her, to her, the baby in the middle, and me on the side. You know, and she would always tell me, like, it's okay. He gonna be okay. You know, he gonna live. He gonna live. But I just swore, you know, too many newborn babies die. And I couldn't, my heart couldn't take that. You know, so I went into daddy protection mode the moment Logan was born. I remember fucking the day he was born, like, I was the last one to see my son. Everybody had went to like the room with like the, I think it's the incubator and shit like that in it. Cause he has down there, cause he had like this yellow skinning thing that was going on with him. And like I may have told you before, he came out with like breathing difficulty, you know? And like I said it before, I looked out that window and her mama was crying. Her sister was crying. I looked out that window and said, God, please don't do this to her. Like, she doesn't deserve this. Nobody deserves this. Just if I've never asked you for anything, just spare her in this moment. And he did. And Logan made it out of that very successfully. But I was the last one to see my son. I actually, the first time I saw my son was on a picture she sent me from the room he was in. He had this little bottle in his mouth and they was feeding him in there. And he was so cute. Like, he was so cute. And I was just like, I was in awe. Like, I remember us talking like, we did it. Like, this is crazy. This is monumental. It was big for me, man. I'm talking about big for me. I remember playing, I would play, the first song I heard after my baby was born was Will Smith, Just the Two of Us. I don't know if y'all know about that, but as one of the best father-son songs ever written. He actually wrote that about his first son, you know. You go like, from the first time a doctor placed you in my arms, I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. And all of it's a fact. But I remember my son being a newborn. And it's probably the reason we so close now. You know, in order to put him to sleep when, like, when mommy was cooking or mommy was away or whatever the case was, wherever mommy was, in order to get him to sleep, I would like turn off all the lights, put on the radio, play Just the Two of Us, or play Dance with My Father, or play, you know what I'm saying, some of my slower favorite songs. And I did that all the way up until, you know, he was like fucking 3, you know. I find myself doing it now sometimes, a big ass boy, you know, but That's my dog. Like, that's my baby. And it's partially the reason we so close now. The irony and everything. You wanted a boy. She wanted a boy so bad. You wanted a boy. God gave you this boy just for him to be a daddy's boy. Ah, in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just, I love my baby. I love everything that he is. So, you know, for me, being a parent means so much more than just, I put it like this. There's a difference between being a dad and being a father. A father is the provider. A father is the one who buys the clothes. A father is the one who makes sure you got food. And a father is the one who makes sure you got what you need for school. And then there's being a dad. A dad is a little more attentive. A dad will play with you. A dad will attempt to find hobbies and common interests that he can connect with you on. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I find myself needing to be more of a father. Sometimes I find myself needing to be more of a dad. But I try to play both roles as well as I can, because I love that little dude. I love that dude more than life itself. And I think me growing up with my dad present, he was more of a father than he was a dad. He was always one to provide, but he was never the one to connect with you emotionally. He was never the one to connect. I've never, you know, went to my father about a woman until I was grown, you know. But he was all he knew how to be, because his father was all that he was. My dad's father was really like this roughneck, get out there and get it working Mississippi man. You know what I'm saying? He'll put a house together and build a house, and as long as you got something to eat, he don't want to hit your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And then that led to my dad being just that same way without the actual discipline behind it. And then, you know what I'm saying, I observed what I think that's the thing about our generation. What our generation has learned to do, we've learned to learn from that negative space. We've learned from, and it's the same thing I've been doing in relationships. I see what doesn't work, or I see what does work, and I learn from them both. You learn from a negative space and say, okay, I didn't have this. Okay, my dad didn't do this for me. I'm going to do those things for Logan. And I'm not going to say I didn't have a dad by no means, because my dad was very present where he knew how to be. You know what I'm saying? But most of the dad came out when mom was present. You know what I'm saying? In my current situation, mom's never around, you know? So it's me and dad, you know? It's Logan and dad. So it's like, you know, I try to be that best dad figure I could be. Like, I know we got the Dreamville raffle that's going on, and it's about to end. March 23rd. If you've not entered the raffle, I'm taking someone and a special friend of theirs to Dreamville Festival with me. Flights, tickets, food, everything on me. Into the raffle. It's somewhere in the bio, link in Instagram, TikTok, whatever bio you click on. It's even under this video. But right after that, the moment I get back from that next weekend, because I'm doing something special for myself, I'm taking Logan to Mario World, like I've been telling y'all about, and I'm vlogging everything. It'll be fucking great. My baby's going to love it. He's so wrapped up in Mario. I've never seen him this much wrapped up in anything in my lifetime. Don't get me wrong. You know, all the boys love dinosaurs. All the boys love, he was on Blippi for a minute, but just a minute. Logan has been riding this Mario wave. This is the longest thing I've seen him fall in love with. I done bought like 12 Mario games. He done flipped them all. You know what I'm saying? This is my baby first time ever playing a real game, like a system. And he's no Nintendo switching the shit out of this. He was a better game player than I was, because I didn't play games. You know what I'm saying? Barely. And he loves Mario. And that's the thing about being a dad. When you're a dad, you submerge yourself in the wishes and the desires of your child as much as you can. So, like, I was seeing people talk about me being like, if my daughter wants me to wear a tutu, wearing a tutu, you submerge yourself in their desires and their dreams. And their, I don't give a fuck how it makes you look. Whether it makes you look feminine, masculine, immature, mature. I don't give a fuck. This is my baby, and I'm going to buy into everything they need from me. So we're going to be out in motherfucking Mario World, and I'm going to have my Mario gear on. He's going to have his Mario gear on. I'm taking my nephew because it's his birthday that weekend. He's going to have his Mario gear on. I've actually paid for my entire family to go. You know what I'm saying? My mother, my sister, my dad. I just feel like they deserve a vacation. And if I can do that for them, I will do that for them. I'm just that type of person. It's love that I reside in. It'll always be a space of love, and when my wife comes along, baby, your ticket is right there paired with mine. You understand what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, like, until that day comes, I'm going to submerge myself in all of Logan's wishes, goals, dreams, and admirations. I have yet to miss a field trip. I am the chaperone. I'm the cool dad. I'll be in that bitch buying, you know what I'm saying, snacks for the kids. Like, it's, if I can, I will. You know what I'm saying? And my son's going to love me so much more for that. I want my son to know you always have had an active father from the womb to now. Like, from the womb to now, all the way up into college, all the way up until you die, you're going to be my little man. Like, the other day, I was just explaining to him, like, the dynamic of how things work. I was telling him, your papa is my dad, right? He was like, oh, my papa is your dad. Yeah, my papa, your papa is my dad. He was like, so when I have a baby, you're going to be papa and I'm going to be dad. I was like, exactly. And your baby will be my grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? And the routine will continue. But I love that my son is so intelligent. Like, my son, and I think it's partially because I speak to him just like I speak to you guys, without the cursing, of course. Sometimes with the cursing, of course. But I speak to him just like I speak to you guys, and he grasps it, and he holds it in, and he spits it out. Like, I love to see my son just doing, like, Miss Beauty with two eyes. Yeah, you bought my son some stuff, right? And in that, you included, like, these little learning books. Yeah, we hit those. We hit them. All those got knocked out already, because that's what it's about. I'm like, Logan, these lowercase letters, you have to stay above this middle line here. All of those stay above the middle line, except H, T, F. I said, if it has its own line, then you started on that line. He like, oh, now I get it. Yes, that's what it's about. Seeing my baby develop and being better than I was. That's what parenting is for. You have to want better for your child. And I'm at a point where my son has helped me beat depression. My son has helped me beat heartbreak. My son is going to help me find that person who's for me. And I'm not saying he's going to be used as a wingman or nothing, but my son is going to gauge who I bring around and say, yeah, daddy, I like her. Or no, daddy, I don't like her. He'll have that gauge of character. You know, the biggest thing about my family, little family I created being broken apart, was how it would affect my child. But I even called my child's mother today to make sure we were on the same accord. I said, Logan told me that you know, and I don't call accusing. I just simply ask, you know. I asked her. Logan had said that it didn't matter what daddy said. He said that's what you told him. And she like, no, I didn't say that. I said, Logan, she said, Logan exaggerates sometimes. What I said was, if you need to be punished because you're bad at school, then me and your dad will decide that. If your dad says you don't get in trouble, you don't get in trouble. And the kid is so smart. He's sitting in there as I'm taking him to school telling me about this. And he's like, so I'm not going to get in trouble if you say I'm not going to get in trouble. I said, exactly. And you're not going to get in trouble if your mama say you're not going to get in trouble. He said, oh, but what if I do get in trouble while I'm over there? And you said I won't get in trouble for it. I was like, well, then you call me. You know, he was like, no. I was like, well, then me and your mother going to have a conversation about it. He was like, so can I have your phone number? So if I get in, this is a 4-year-old child. He said, can I have your phone number? So if I get in trouble, I could call you. I was like, yeah, you can have my phone number, baby. But I promise you, you're not going to get in trouble because me and your mother's on the same accord. And she had a conversation with him, and she's an incredible mother. She's explained it to him that, you know, and like I explained to her, we just need to be on the same accord, whether it's the same household or not, because how our child is raised is a direct result of how we viewed each other and how easy we made it in parenting for each other. I'm super proud of the co-parenting relationship I have with his mother. I am super proud of the incredibly intelligent child. He's deserving of everything I do for him. I do a lot for my baby. And she does a lot for him too. You know what I'm saying? And he's incredibly deserving of it. He's a, you know, we working on this thing with him listening to other people. I'm trying to, you know, he getting better. There's always development. Every child is going to have like a, but again, like I explained to her, he's in a situation we didn't have to live through. We didn't have to live it as a four-year-old with our parents separated. We don't know what that's like. We didn't have two households. I was like, so we got to apply grace. And that's the thing I encourage all parents to understand. There is a necessity. There's a necessity to giving grace to a child. We grew up when our parents telling us, I don't give a fuck what happens. We're the parent. You listen to us. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how you feel. It is absolutely necessary for you to care how your child feels because no one else will. You don't want your child to feel like him and those feelings are out here in this world alone. Too many times that leads to kids growing up and being just so rebellious. You know what I'm saying? Because they felt like they had nobody on their side. As a parent, make sure your child is aware you are on their side. And I'm forever going to be on my baby's side. I don't give a fuck what the case is. My child could come to me and say he killed somebody. My next question is, all right, what are we going to do away with? How are we going to do away with this body? You understand what I'm saying? And FBI, if you're currently listening to this, he ain't do it. You understand what I'm saying? So please don't, you know what I'm saying? But whatever the case is, all I want you to know is that parenting, in parenting, you matter. There's a lot of single parents out there, just like myself. There's a lot of people out there who have it a lot worse than I do. Miss Tish, I remember telling you, you was explaining to me about your family dynamic online, on Clubhouse, and you told me, and I told you, when your child's first day of school rolls around, he needs that outfit, and he needs those school supplies, you talk to me. I got it. I will take care of it. For those dads that don't want to step up in this world, there needs to be better men in general to set examples, and I am here to let you know that I was here to help. I put that promise out there, and that promise still remains the same till this day. I will not switch up on it. All I'm saying is, listen, you matter. Whether you're in it alone or not, you are all that child's had, all that child has, so you value that. I remember being on the Treehouse podcast and explaining to them, love is the small things. You love through the small things, and your child is a direct example of how to learn to love through those small things. When I wake up in the middle of the night, because my baby still want to lay with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to deprive him of that opportunity. You don't want to sleep in your room? Don't sleep in your room. But if you want to lay with your daddy, come on, lay with your daddy. But when I wake up in the middle of the night and he done threw the cover off himself and the fan going and I feel goosebumps on his arm, I feel like a failing parent. You understand what I'm saying? It's on me to make sure my child is taken care of and safe and okay. I know I can't be Superman and save the world, but for my baby, I'm going to put ass on my chest every motherfucking time I can. And that's why I wore this tank top. No, that ain't why I wore this tank top. But anyway, I am going to put ass on my chest every time I can, and I will always encourage parents to put a motherfucking S on your chest. I remember my baby had his first surgery because he had to go get circumcised after birth because how many, you know, birth problems there was. That surgery scared the fuck out of me. You know, I remember my baby's first time at the emergency room. That scared the fuck out of me. Everything is going to scare you as a parent. Everything should scare you as a parent. But understand, you will get through it. It gets easier. The older they get, the easier it gets. I can't wait to have another child. I am looking forward to it. I will not lie to you. I can't wait. But I'm waiting on that relationship. I'm waiting on that young woman. I'm waiting on who is for me before I just jump out there and have a child. I want to be engaged. I want to be married. I want all of those things. So we've developed this family structure first. You know what I'm saying? And that's super important for me. But all I can tell you is this. Be the best parent you can be. Always. Be everything you needed as a child. And it will always pay you back. One day my son gonna grow up and he gonna have more money than me. He gonna be looking better than me. He gonna be bigger than me. As long as he loves me, you know what I'm saying? I'll forever feel loved. I'll forever feel taken care of. His embrace will forever be the warmest embrace I know until another child comes along, until my wife comes along, until I can, you know, right now it's just me and him. We're the seeds to build that next family tree, the family tree that's for me. I will forever be in awe of this little boy's mind, his heart. He's such a kind individual. He's not selfish. He's not fucking. He got a problem keeping his hands up to himself. He's a little physical sometimes, you know, with other kids, but It's all out of love. It's all out of love. I love my baby. His name is Logan Anderson Wiley. He's named after his granddad. His granddad's middle name is Anderson. If it was a girl, he would have been named after, you know, my mother's middle name. I don't know. There's so many things that I could tell you about my son. He got the name Logan because my child's mother parent who passed away, God rest her soul, her name was Latonya. And we wanted to take that same L dynamic, whether it was going to be a boy or a girl, and I let her have that. So she let me have the middle name aspect. But I'm very fortunate to have a son like that. I'm very fortunate to have someone who loves me like no other. Because it's helped me in such a regard. So to all the trying parents out there, you are valued, you are appreciated, you are loved. What else can I tell you? I mean, this episode was so long overdue. I wrote a song called Letter to My Best Friend. And in that song, I put it out there. You know, I put my heart out there. So one day that little boy can listen to that song and he can one day hear how much his daddy loves him. So if God forbid, you know, I'm ever not on this planet no more, he's going to hear that I know God, I know the Lord is out there answering prayers because you was that prayer for me. And I meant that from the bottom of my soul. Thank you for listening to this story time, you know. For all of you guys who know Logan, y'all know he's my world. He means everything to me. Until more family comes along, I try for him. You guys have done so much for my baby. Everybody who sent my baby shit in the P.O. box, whether it was Mario shit, he's got Mario lamps and Mario shirts and Mario slippers and Mario blankets and everything. Like, y'all love my baby and I love you for loving my baby. I will always be there in the same space that y'all love my baby in or love on y'all kids. Invite us to the birthday parties. Watch we pull up. You understand what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, I'm in awe of how much this podcast, how much you guys, you people in the world, you beautiful lovers have changed me and my son's life. So I'm not only saying thank you to me, I'm saying thank you for him as well. There's so much good shit going on in my life right now. And I'm really trying to get a grip on it. I recently just got a massage from this place called Milk and Honey. Shout out to you, girl. You know what I'm saying? For that certificate, I truly appreciate it. I'm blessed. I'm honored. That you guys have deemed me worthy of so much. I'm really trying, trying to stay afloat, trying to balance my life out. In April, it's so packed. I started a new position within my company. Shout out to the Lord. I'm supposed to be going down to this school, University of Toledo in Ohio, to speak at a relationship panel with a member of tonight's conversation. You know how blessed that is to say I can align with the podcast that I actually like watch and listen to. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed. That's very fortunate. I'm supposed to be going down there soon in April, all in April. Supposed to be taking my baby to Mario World. Then I got the Dreamville Festival. And then I just booked the venue for this show. Now, listen to me, guys. This is probably, you know, one of the most important things I've ever uttered here on this podcast. I'm throwing a show. It'll be an R&B night where I'm releasing this new project and I'm performing my music, hopefully with a live band. I'm trying to get it all correlated now. The date is June 29th. That's exactly 1 week after my birthday. My birthday is June 23rd. That's exactly, you know, 6 days after. So Saturday to Saturday. I will be celebrating my birthday on this night. It's a venue that holds 500 plus, you know. I hope everyone comes. I hope everyone can buy a ticket. You will be welcome where I am. I hope to have a conversation with everybody. I hope to get drinks with everybody. There'll be special cocktails like the Lover Boy and the Lover Girl and my parents' favorite drinks and, you know, my favorite drink. And there'll be one called the Logan. And his will be just water. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody need a Logan, let me know. I'll get you a cup of water, girl. I'm on it. It's going to be one of the best nights of my life. And I would gladly appreciate it if everyone would want to be part of it. I'm going to post a pre-sale ticket sometime soon. If you can't get the pre-sale tickets, there's VIP tickets available. The place is phenomenal. A VIP section all of its own. It's upstairs, oversitting the balcony to show the whole concert over the balcony that comes with its own bar. There's a bar downstairs for everybody else as well. There's VIP tickets along the side. sides. There are seated tickets along the sides. I'm sorry. It's going to be a phenomenal night. I remember throwing my first release party, and it was an incredible night. People came from all over to support, and I'm so, so thankful, so, so blessed. I can't wait for this night. It'll be in kind of like the west suburbs area a little bit at this place called Distro Music Hall. If you need to know what it looked like, look it up. I pray to God you can make it, because I would love to see your face. I would love to hug 500 people. You know what I'm saying? It is going to be an incredible night. But again, thank you guys for all the love, admiration, appreciation you constantly give me for just being myself. I'm grateful. I'm blessed. I'm honored. I love you guys. From the bottom of my heart, you guys have changed the trajectory of where my life was going, because I almost wasn't here. You know the story. What else can I tell you? I mean, into the raffle. I'm finna drop some old merchandise. I keep re-ing up because everybody like, I didn't get it. So I keep re-ing up on this same piece. But I swear I'm finna dive into a new piece soon. I got these journals coming soon. I'm so excited for it all. Subscribe to the members only. I just bought this little camera and I'm finna start doing these vlogs. And I am going to drop the vlogs to the actual members only part of YouTube first. I know y'all been members for a minute, but I'm dropping it to the YouTube portion first, so the YouTube members can see the vlogs, let me know any constructive criticism, and then I'll drop it to the public. Again, like I told you, I love you. Stay blessed, stay beautiful, and peace out.